From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Britain has raised its terror threat level to critical after a bomb attack on the London subway Friday morning that has been claimed by Islamic State. Prime Minister Theresa May announced that the country's Joint Terrorism Analysis Center decided to raise the threat level from severe to critical, meaning that another attack may be imminent. May said extra police presence is to be expected.
For this period, military personnel will replace police officers on guard duties at certain protected sites which are not accessible to the public. The public will see more armed police on the transport network and on our streets, providing extra protection.
The blast was the fifth major terrorist attack in Britain this year. Standing before a B-2 stealth bomber, U.S. President Donald Trump lashed out at North Korea.
America and our allies will never be intimidated. We will defend our people, our nations, and our civilization from all who dare to threaten our way of life.
Trump warned that Pyongyang had once again shown its utter contempt for its neighbors and for the entire world community. The UN Security Council strongly condemned North Korea's highly provocative missile launch and demanded Pyongyang immediately halt such actions, but did not threaten further sanctions. A high-ranking priest working in the Vatican's embassy in Washington has been recalled after U.S. prosecutors asked for him to be charged and face trial in a child pornography investigation. The Vatican declined to identify the priest, but said he was currently in Vatican City. Vatican prosecutors have launched their own probe and sought evidence from the United States. Follow Voice of America on social media networks for more news. This is VOA News. Some 400,000 Rohingya have fled Myanmar's Rakhine State since August 25th, when insurgents attacked police posts, killing at least 12 security force members. Since then, aid groups have struggled with the increasingly urgent humanitarian crisis. Vivian Tan with the United Nations Refugee Agency.
The obvious risk is that people don't get the assistance they need, and we could see a second wave of health problems and even death. These people are already very weak, having walked for days.
Rohingya Muslims have been fleeing what they say is long-term persecution in Myanmar for decades, but the speed combined with the scale of this latest crisis is unprecedented. Kenyan police in the western city of Kisumu fired tear gas and bullets in the air on Wednesday. A Christian women's organization was holding a meeting related to the election rerun when the men broke into the hotel where they were meeting. Police fired tear gas to disperse the young men who disrupted the meeting. The region is a stronghold of opposition leader Raila Odinga. Rumors have been circulating that a meeting was intended to plan the renting of voter identification cards, a rigging tactic alleged by the opposition ahead of last month's election. Participants in the meeting denied that that was the purpose and said they were meeting to see how they could encourage peaceful voting. Kenya held presidential, legislative, and local elections on August 8th, but 3 weeks later, the Supreme Court nullified the presidential result, citing irregularities in the tallying process. The large-scale joint Russia-Belarus military drill, codenamed Zapad 2017, have kicked off in Pskov, Moscow, and Kaliningrad regions. Video published on the ministry's website showed paratroopers in Pskov region, who, according to the drill scenario, were fighting armed groups that illegally crossed into the country. Another video from Moscow region showed soldiers in an air defense command post. The Zabad drills are scheduled to last until September 20th. Iceland's nine-month-old center-right government collapsed Friday after a small coalition member quit. The country's prime minister called for a new election as soon as possible, according to Icelandic media. The centrist Bright Future Party quit over an attempt by Prime Minister's father to help clear a convicted pedophile's name. It said in a Facebook post that there was a serious breach of trust behind its departure. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit voanews.com. From the Washington News Center, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.